I incorporated horses into my psychotherapy practice about 5 years ago, and it was particularly because I already had horses in my life, and being a psychotherapist and really interested in personal growth, I'd always noticed that every time I was with horses that they were teaching me something about myself.
Meg Kirby decided to formulate her own branch of equine psychotherapy, distinct from the practice developed in the US.
Rather than just working with thinking, cognition, and self-reflection capacities, we're really interested in working with somebody's somatic or body experience, their feeling experience, as well as their thinking, cognitive experience, and looking at deep beliefs and behavioural patterns. So we're interested in the whole person and not just how they make meaning or make sense of their world, but how they are in their wholeness in the world.
And why are horses ideal partners for a psychotherapist such as yourself when you're working with a client?
Because horses live and breathe the principles that I'm trying to support in people, which is being aware of what we're experiencing in any moment. Awareness gives us choice to respond. If we're unaware, we're reactive.
Ms. Kirby says, unlike humans, horses always respond to situations they are presented with in an honest way.
If a horse approaches a human and the human offers something that they don't like and the horse is free, they'll walk away. They won't pretend to be nice. Humans don't do that because we are conditioned to not do that. And that serves us well in many life domains, but it also has limitations in the sense that sometimes we create patterns that we no longer are aware of. Some people aren't aware that they're pushy or aggressive or timid. They've been in that way all their lives, so they're not actually aware of it. Whereas the horse's feedback to the client will give them information about their style.
What about in terms of physical contact?
The horses can touch people and move people in ways that, let's say, room-based psychotherapists can't. So I can't give physical contact to my clients to soothe them or if I feel that there's an unmet need. But they might be able to have that need met with the horses and that experience of feeling soothed or physically held. And that can happen on the ground. Some clients put their arms around the horses or their heads on the horse's chest. And other clients, if I'm doing a mounted session, can feel fully held by the horse that they're sitting on. And they can feel the horses breathing and holding them.
She says the physical presence of a horse can provoke fear or hypervigilance in her clients.
It creates almost like a safe emergency for some people where their feelings become heightened. So sometimes that triggers old feelings of sadness or grief or anger, rage or fear and panic. And that then allows us to process that material that has arrived.
Now, you have 10 horses here. Do all of your horses elicit the same responses in your clients?
No. They're all individuals like you and I, and they each have a different early life experience, like everybody. They have a unique temperament, like everybody, and they have a unique way of being in relationship. And therefore, like people, they have natural talents or strengths and areas that are less developed. For example, a client that is unable to be aware of their feelings and their wants and therefore their boundaries, I might be interested in partnering on one session, this wouldn't be in the first session, with a horse that is forward going and tends to push people's boundaries a bit, because I'm going to be interested in looking at how the person can support themselves to start noticing what is it that I feel right now, where is my no, where is my yes, and how can I actually manifest that in my world? So if the horse is moving into this space, what would it be like for the client to say, no, please back off? And they might take that back to their family or their partner or their workplace where they're actually feeling like they're always having to just be a yes person or accommodate other people, and they might start exploring how to set boundaries in a respectful way.
Are there people who come to you who wouldn't normally seek out counselling?
Particularly populations like at-risk adolescents, young children, and let's say prisoners, veterans. Some people seek me out because they are interested in doing something different. They might have experienced a lot of counselling or psychotherapy before and found it unsatisfactory. And others might have a history of trauma and feel drawn to me because of my relationship with animals. So they can extend some trust to me because of the work that I do.
Do people who have a lot of experience with horses get more benefits out of the therapy?
It can vary. I find that some horse people are really interested and open because they've got a strong interest in personal growth. And other horse people are used to seeing the horse as a tool for their pleasure or their sport. And so it's really hard to engage in the psychotherapy.
Can you give me an example of a case where you've felt that your client has really benefited from particularly working with the horse as part of the psychotherapy?
Recently, I saw a mother and daughter. The daughter was in her 20s and had just recently come home from a psychiatric hospitalisation, and she'd had 3 hospitalisations during the year for schizophrenia. The horses offered them a really gentle, safe space for them to come to terms with the loss and the grief and the trauma that had happened for both of them in really different ways.